Well, we're we've had a lot of different things going on here in the last few days, from the Giants game and evaluating the film and making cuts and trying to work through our personnel situation, and then getting ready for Buffalo. And as I've said before, the first game is always probably the hardest one from a coach's standpoint to prepare for, because you have not only the games from this year in preseason, but also previous experiences with the team. And like Buffalo has new players on their team, and you don't know exactly where they'll be using them, or like how they would employ a player like Terrell Owens, because he's only been on the field for a few snaps here in preseason. So, you know, there's some guessing on things like that. And things, you know, there's some unknowns there that we're just going to have to, you know, be prepared for a lot of different scenarios on. So that's pretty challenging, as well as the fact that, you know, the Bills are a good football team. They're excellent on special teams, as they are every year. They're a good coverage team, a good return team, very, very productive defensively. They've continued to improve over the last 2 years, particularly in the takeover area, where they have done a good job this preseason of turning the ball over. I think they got 9 or 10 interceptions and some fumbles and strip sacks and things like that. So, you know, that's a problem for us. And we know they have a good running game. You know, Jackson did a good job last year against us at the end of the season, very dynamic group of receivers and returners. So they present a lot of challenges. Sure, there are probably questions about Richard, and along with our statement there on Sunday, at this point, because we don't have rights to Richard, there really isn't anything I can say about him or his situation. So I'll have to pass on those questions at this time.
Bill, Michael Vega, Boston Globe. Just wanted to ask you a little bit about just the changing complexion of this whole roster as you look at it now, as it was from a year ago in comparison, when you had a Teddy Bruschi, when you had a Richard Seymour, and Ellis Hobbs, and Mike Vrabel. What concerns do you have going into the first game about missing those guys in terms of their leadership and what they bring to bear?
Well, I think that we have, there's a change every year on your team. That's part of the National Football League. It's part of every football team, really. And so we always deal with that. I think we have a lot of good leaders on our team, and especially on the defensive side of the ball. And those players, even though some of them are young players, you know, like Gerard Mayo and Gary Guyton, Merriweather, guys like that, as well as some of our more experienced players like AD and Vince and Ty and, you know, players like that. So each team has its own chemistry, its own dynamics, its own leadership, and I think ours is very good. It's different, but I think that our players especially some of the players that have not only been here longer but have a significant role on our team have done an excellent job with their ability to lead and set a positive example for our football team, regardless of which side of the ball they've been on. So it's no doubt about it, it's different, but I think it's good.
Bill, can you talk about what Richard actually provided you on the field as a player, and what you're going to miss most about that, and how you hope to make up for it?
Well, I think we all know, you know, the type of player Richard was, and I've commented about that many times in the past. And, you know, there's a lot of things that Richard did well. But that's, you know, that's the way it is. And we're moving forward, and our team's moving forward.
Are you as good defensively without him?
Well, we'll find that out starting this week.
Is there a certain player, Bill, though, that you can see? I mean, he was known to play the five technique well. Is there a certain player that you can see stepping in and doing what he did? I mean, is there one player on the defense, you know, whether that be Myron Pryor, or can you see Ron Brace moving outside? I mean, where do you kind of envision? I mean, somebody's going to have to fill that role.
Well, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to play good team defense, and whichever 11 players are out there on any given play in any given situation, then those players are going to have to play that defensive play well, and that's what good team defense is. So which players those are and which situations those will come up in will, you know, vary quite a bit from game to game and even within a game. But that's the bottom line, is we need to play good team defense, and I think that's what we're all committed to doing here, players, coaches, and everybody that's involved.
So just could you clarify, and just you mentioned you're going forward, but is there any chance this trade will go back? Is this a done deal?
Yeah, as I said earlier, that's Richard's not, we don't have rights to Richard, so I can't make any comments about him or his situation.
So as far as you're concerned, it's a done deal.
Yeah, it's not a topic that I'm going to address.
Bill, can you talk about the other cornerback spot opposite Lee Bodden, and what you think you're going to get from that? Do you think it's going to be Springs? Is he has he shown you enough? Is he healthy enough? Do you know?
Well, I think all our defensive backs are hopefully going to contribute. We expect them all to, and we'll just have to see how that goes. That might vary a little bit from game to game or in different situations within a game, but you know, we have confidence in all those players, and I'm sure that they'll all play and get an opportunity to play at different points. And we'll put the best players out there and put the best team out there that we can. But I think that includes, you know, Darius and Jonathan and Sean, you know, and even our safeties who played inside some too, like Brandon, well, both Brandons and Patrick. So, you know, I'm sure there'll be different combinations of players out there, and there may be people, the same players, same position being played by different players, or maybe not. I don't know. We'll do what we think's best, but I think all those players will contribute.
Bill, with the departure of Richard Seymour, do you see yourself any closer as getting to an extension with Vince Wilfork, or that's something you guys have put off till the end of the season?
You know, any negotiations between the player and the club, and so that's the way it'll always be here.
Bill, can you comment about the depth you have now at your quarterback position? Are you comfortable with the new acquisition, Stanback, as being your number three guy, or do you think there might be a move there in the offing once things shake out in other rosters?
Well, as I said all the way through camp, the personnel situation will evaluate any opportunity that we can to improve our football team, and that includes every position. So that's pretty standard. We talk about that on a regular basis with Nick and the personnel department. And, you know, Isaiah has some background at quarterback. He also has, played receiver in the league for a couple of years at Dallas. So we'll evaluate him in our system, and, you know, I'm not sure exactly what role that'll be, but we'll take a look at it. But as it stands now, we have two quarterbacks on our roster, and barring any changes, then that's what it'll be on Monday night. But I would never say that we won't do something to change our roster. That's always a possibility if the situation's right, and you know, if we feel that's the best thing for our team.
Bill, you mentioned the difficulties in scouting a team coming off the preseason and all that. Does it get harder when they just replace their offensive coordinator? And how do you guys go about, I guess, preparing now that they have done that?
Well, I've personally been involved in a couple situations like that. And, you know, I know from experience and from observing other teams, other situations similar to this, that you can't really change everything that you're doing in a week or in a few days. You have to take the foundation that you have and you might modify it a little bit, but you can't completely overhaul it in a couple of days. So I'm sure that Buffalo will continue to run a lot of the plays that they've already run. They may cook them up a little bit differently or modify them somewhat based on a different philosophy, but I think that it'll be pretty consistent with what they're doing. Now, that being said, I know that going into opening day, you know, every team always holds back a few things for the start of the regular season that weren't out there in preseason, and I'm sure that's no different for Buffalo, regardless of who the coordinator was, or is. So we'll have to prepare for that and be ready for things, the unexpected type things we haven't seen, as well as the ones that we have. So that's kind of inherent in every opening day game, and that'll definitely be the case Monday night against Buffalo, that I'm sure they'll have some wrinkles and some things that we won't have prepared for. But at the same time, I think when you've been in training camp and you've had, you know, probably 40 practices by the time you get to opening day, there's a lot of things that you'll be doing in that first game that you will have spent a lot of time on, and hopefully you'll be able to do well in the regular season when it counts. So, you know, we all know that we're going to have to rely on those things we've been doing and not cook up a big new game plan, you know, come out and run the wishbone, do something we haven't done all year and think that's going to, you know, you're going to be able to execute it very well. So,
Bill, you guys thought enough of Alex Smith and Greg Lewis to trade for them in the offseason. What transpired that led to their release over the course of the last?
Well, I think we've had very competitive situations at those positions, and in the end, the players that are here, we selected to keep because felt like they had a little more value or they had performed a little better than the ones that weren't here. But I think that Alex and Greg are both good players. I think they'll both play in the league this year. I think they could very easily, if they were on this team, they would easily play in the games for us, but you can only keep so many players and you have to fill all the roles. And if we were able to keep, 56, 57 players, we'd keep them. And if we were able to take 50 to the game, we'd take them and they'd probably all play. So, there are a lot of players in this league that have talent, that can do things, that could have a role, but you can only keep so many. And that's the decision that we all make.
Is that a case? I mean, we just assume when you see someone get traded, you give up draft picks for guys. We just assume that, you know, it's a guy that you value highly. But is it a case with these two people? Maybe you don't know what you're getting until you actually see them up close?
No, I think we knew what we were getting with both players. And I think both players, came in, learned the system, performed well, and did a lot of positive things. I don't think it was anything negative about either one of those guys. But in the end, we have to put together the team that we think is the best one we can have, and so that's what we did.
Take a final question.
Bill, what did Doc Rivers say to your team when he addressed them?
Yeah, Doc was great. He came in yesterday and was part of the NFL player programs and life skills presentation, and he was awesome. He talked about a lot of things that he had dealt with and experienced during his career, from, not making the basketball team in the fifth grade or whatever it was, to being an All-American in high school, to going to college, to being a point guard in the NBA, to having some injuries that he had to deal with, to losing championship games as a player, to winning them as a coach, to not having a good season, and the next year winning it all. He gave a lot of personal, insight into his attitude and his approach as a player, as a coach, as a broadcaster, and all the things that, he'd learned along the way. Well, not all of them, but many of the things that he learned along the way. And it was tremendous. I think every coach and every player there gained a lot of insight and took things out of it that can help us personally, each one of us. I know a lot of us took notes, either wrote them down or mentally took them and then wrote them down, things that he said that really, struck a chord and hit home. And I'd say that, when you look at Doc, that there's very few people that have done what he's done and experienced what he's experienced, in his life. He's a remarkable man. As I told the team, I think you could probably take any 10 of us in that room and put us together and not have experienced some of the things, as many things as Doc has in his career. So We all learned a lot from him, and it was one of the best presentations that that I've ever heard. It was awesome.
Did you seek him out to have him address the team?
We did.
Okay.
And he generously gave us his time. I know he's got a very busy and demanding schedule, and the start of their season's right around the corner, but he very graciously came in and gave us a lot of insight into this, so many different things. It's really a great presentation.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you.